विल् स्टार्ट् वित् अनदर् प्रश्नवाचकशब्दः बेसिकलि किमर्थं मीन्स् वै सो वि आलरेडि सा क्वशन्स् लैक् किम् किं मीन्स् सम्बडि इस् डूयिङ्ग् एण्ड् वाट् इस् हि डूयिङ्ग् आर् वाट् इस् डूयिङ्ग् किं करोति सो किं करोति इस् एसेन्शियलि आस्किङ्ग् वाट् आर् यु डूयिङ्ग् Right, and we have seen if you want to say something is being done and we want to ask it as a question. So, Chitram Svikaroti Va means would you want to take a picture? Uthishtati Va would you want to kind of, are you awake? Nidram Karoti Va, Vastram Dharati Va, right? This is like we are saying this is the action being performed, but are you doing this action? Right? That is the kind of sentence that we are constructing when we are saying are you doing this action? So pathativa is basically are you studying, right? And we want to ask what are you studying or why are you studying, what is the purpose that you are going for, then we'll ask something like this. So balika kim artham vidyalayam gacchati. So balika पठनार्थं विद्यालयं गच्छति. सो वै इस् द गर्ल् गोयिङ्ग् टु स्कूल्? सो नमस्कार भगिनि. सो वी आर् आस्किङ्ग् वै इस् द गर्ल् गोयिङ्ग् टु द स्कूल्? सो गर्ल् इस् गोयिङ्ग् टु स्कूल् फार् स्टडिङ्ग्. सो वी आर् सेयिङ्ग् दिस् इन् दिस् वे, बालिका पठनार्थं विद्यालयं गच्छति. बालिका किमर्थं विद्यालयं गच्छति? वै इस् द स्कूल्, वै इस् द गर्ल् गोयिङ्ग् टु द स्कूल्? The girl is going to study in the school, right? So, or for purpose of study. So, pathanartham. So, the question is, kimartham? Kimartham is for what purpose or why? Then the answer is similar to that. Balika pathanartham vidyalayam gacchati. Balika kimartham vidyalayam gacchati? Balika pathanartham vidyalayam gacchati. Right? That is what we are saying. सो बालिका ग्रन्थालयं गच्छति. बालिका ग्रन्थालयं गच्छति. बालिका किमर्थं ग्रन्थालयं गच्छति? बालिका पठनार्थं ग्रन्थालयं गच्छति. बालिका किमर्थं ग्रन्थालयं गच्छति? बालिका पठनार्थं ग्रन्थालयं गच्छति. ओके, सिमिलर्ली बालकः किमर्थं योगासनं करोति? बालकः आरोग्यार्थं योगासनं करोति. बालकः किमर्थं योगासनं करोति? बालकः आरोग्यार्थं योगासनं करोति. बालिका किमर्थं व्यायामं करोति? बालिका किमर्थं दन्तधावनं करोति? बालिका किमर्थं धावति? बालिका किमर्थं प्रक्षालयति? So all of these are essentially to say this is for purpose of health. So we say balika arogyartham vyayamam karoti, balika arogyartham danta dhavanam karoti, balika arogyartham dhavati, balika arogyartham prakshalayati, right? So this is how the answers would be. Similarly balika kimartham pathati, बालिका ज्ञानार्थं पठति. बालिका ज्ञानार्थं पठति. बालकः किमर्थं संस्कृतं पठति? बालकः ज्ञानार्थं संस्कृतं पठति. बालिका किमर्थं संस्कृतं पठति? बालिका ज्ञानार्थं संस्कृतं पठति. भवान् किमर्थं संस्कृतवर्गम् आगच्छति? अहं ज्ञानार्थं संस्कृतवर्गम् आगच्छति. भवती किमर्थं संस्कृतवर्गम् आगच्छति? अहं ज्ञानार्थं संस्कृतवर्गम् आगच्छति. सो देट् इस् हौ वि आर् गोयिङ्ग् टु आन्सर् दिस् किमर्थं. किमर्थम् इस् गोयिङ्ग् टु बि असोसियेटेड् वित् द एक्षन् एण्ड् द पर्पस् आफ् दट् एक्षन्, रैट्? सो बालिका किमर्थं गीतं शृणोति? सो गीतं is basically song. Shrunoti is listening. Why does the girl listen to the song? So for purpose of relaxation or purpose of enjoyment, the girl is listening to the song. So balika manoranjanartham geetam shrunoti. Balakah kimartham kridati. He is playing something. And why is he playing? So he is playing for some kind of entertainment. So balakah manoranjanartham kridati. And similarly, we have here a patient and he is going to the hospital. So we are asking, why is this patient going to the hospital? So rogi kimartham chikitsalayam gachati. Rogi chikitsartham chikitsalayam gachati. So why is he going to the hospital? He is going to the hospital for the purpose of treatment. Right? So rogi chikitsartham chikitsalayam gachati. So kimartham. Kimartham is basically why, and we use the answer appropriately for that word. So again we have kimartham here. Vrudha kimartham gramam gachati. So why is the old lady going to the village? So vrudha pravasartham gramam gachati. To reside in the village, she is going to the village. So who is going? The old lady. Rudha pravasartham gramam gachati. Kimartham. Purushah kimartham mandiram gachati. Why is the man going to the temple? So purushah devadarshanartham. So for the darshan of the god, right? Or to see the god. He is going to the temple. Purushah deva darshanartham mandiram gachati. So this is how kimartham is going to be used. And similarly we have different questions. Sapta kakaraha. Meaning the different questions that we have.
Sorry, could I ask a quick question? So kimartham something karoti means why somebody is doing something, is that correct? So and then kim karoti means why are you doing that, is that correct?
What are you doing? Kim karoti.
What are you doing? Yes. What are you doing? Kim karoti means what are you doing, and then so karati wa. What does karati wa mean?
Are you doing this? We are asking, are you studying? Pathati va? Are you going? Gachati va? So it is like the action is asked as a question itself. Rather than asking the question, which is basically the question phrase, we are asking the action as a question. Are you reading? So are you reading? Are you writing? Rather than asking what are you doing, we are asking the action as a question. Are you drinking?
Ah, okay. So the va is just to put a question mark on the action. So
yes.
What does karoti itself means?
Karoti va. Are you doing?
Karoti means doing. Karoti va is are you doing?
Yes.
Ah, okay. So all this formula, the kim maracham something. What could be anything with action.
Anything with action, and for why is that action being performed? So, Vrudha kim artham gramam gachati. Why is the lady going to the village?
Okay. And this action will all be in like the third person and with a T.
Not necessarily. So if I am saying aham kimartham etat karyam karomi, we can also ask kimartham, why am I doing this? Aham etat karyam kim karomi? Or what am I doing? So we can associate this question. Yeah.
Okay. So it could be asking the other person or asking about the other person or asking asking myself.
Yes, and it could be also to the second person. Why are you doing this? Etat karyam kim artham karosi. So we have not covered that so far. So that is the reason we have not introduced it. But for the first person and the third person, we are still using.
Okay, thank you.
All right. So then we have the various questions, right? So here we have the various questions. Kim. Kim is something that we have seen. Bhavatah nama kim. Right? What is your name? Bhavan kim khadati. What are you eating? Or somebody with respect we want to ask, then we are using Bhavan. Bhavan kim pathati. What are you studying? Vayam kim kurmaha. Vayam means we all. What shall we do? Vayam kim kurmaha. Aham kim karomi. What am I doing? Tat kim. What is that? Etat kim. What is this? Bhavatyaha nama kim. Somebody we are addressing to the feminine gender. Bhavatyaha nama kim. Then kutra. Kutra is where, right? Bhavan kutra vasati. Durvani kutra asti. Where is the phone? Simhaha kutra asti. Where is the lion? Bhavan kutra namati. Where do you pray? Bhavan kutra karyam karoti. Where do you work? Bhavan kutra gachati. Where do you go? Where are you going? Bhavan gruham kutra asti. Bhavatah gruham kutra asti. Where does your where is your home? Bhavan bhavatah gruham kutra asti. Bhavan kutra vasati. Where do you reside? Similarly, kati. Kati syutah santi. How many? Kati syutah santi. Syutah bags. How many bags are there? Bhavantah kati chatrah santi. How many students do you have? Patre kati phalani santi. Patre is a vessel. How many fruits are there in the vessel? Maase kati dinani santi. How many days are in a month? Rukshe kati phalani santi. How many fruits are there on the tree? Kati chamasaha dadami. How many spoons should I give? Kati chamasaha dadami. Alright. Kada. Kada is when. Bhavati kada utthishtati. Pariksha kada asti. When is the exam? Bhavati kada gruham gachati. When do you go to the home? Bhavan vaidyam kada pashyati. Bhavan vaidyam kada pashyati. When are you going to see the doctor? Bhavati kada tatra gachati. When will you go there? Punaha kada milamaha. When shall we meet again? When shall we all meet again? Milamaha means we all. So punaha kada milamaha is like somebody we are asking the entire audience, then we'll say milamaha. When are we going to meet all? Right? That is kada. Kada is when. Kati is how many. Kutra is where. Kim is what. Then we have kutaha, from where? Bhavati kutaha agachati. Where are you coming from? Purnani kutaha patanti. Sorry, parnani kutaha patanti. Where are the leaves falling? Cheshakaha kutaha patati. From where is the glass falling? Shakam kutaha anayati. Where did you get the vegetables? Balakaha kutaha gruham gachati. From where is the boy going to the home? Phalam kutaha patati. Where is the fruit falling from? Phalam kutaha patati. Bhavan katham asti. How are you doing? Bhavan katham asti. Bhavati katham asti. Michael Jordan katham kreedati. Michael Jordan katham kreedati. How does Michael Jordan play? Etat pustakam katham asti. How is this book? Bhavatyaha arogyam katham asti. How is your health? Simhaha katham garjati. How does the lion roar? Ashvaha katham gachati. How does the horse go? Right? So katham is basically how. Net kutaha, from where. Kada is when. Kati, how many. Kutra, where. Kim is what. And today we have seen kimartham. Kimartham is for what purpose or why. Balika kimartham dhavati. Bhavan kimartham prakshalayati. Bhavati kimartham samskrutam pathati. बालकः किमर्थं योगासनं करोति? भवती किमर्थं व्यायामं करोति? बालिका किमर्थं विद्यालयं गच्छति? सो किमर्थं इज वै, right? So these are the various question forms or the prashnavachaka shabdaah that we have seen so far. Kaha, ka, kim. Kaha or ka is generally used for who. Kim is basically what. Kutra, where. Kati, how many. Kada, when. Kutaha, from where. Katam, how. Kimartham, why. Right? These are the various questions that we have. And these are some of the sentences. Whenever you find time, please try to practice. We will look at Bhutakala Rupani. Bhutakala Rupani is basically looking at in the past, right? And the way we add this is basically the Tavatu Pratyanta is basically the suffix that we add in order to change the present tense word into a past tense word. Right, there are different forms of words, but right now we are only suffixing, or we are only adding a suffix in order to change the present tense form of the word into the past tense. So we have khadati, right? Khadati is the present tense of eat, or it is meaning eating or to eat. Khadati, to eat or eating. But if you want to look at the past tense word, it is khaditavan. Khaditavan, right? He has eaten, right? Khaditavan, he has eaten. Or he ate. Balakaha. So if you want to say Balakaha is reading now, we say Balakaha adhya patati, right? He is reading, or he reads. That is what we are going to say. Balakaha adhya patati. Balakaha hyah patitavan. He has read yesterday. Balakaha yaha pathitavan. He has read yesterday. Pathitavan. Right? And pathati, pathitavan. Khadati, khaditavan. Kridati, kriditavan. So whenever we are associating this one, the suffix, right? This is basically for the past tense. Pathati, pathitavan. Khadati, khaditavan. Kridati, kriditavan. Right? Whenever we are suffixing something, right? It is basically in the past tense. Pathati, patitavan, khadati, khaditavan, kridati, kriditavan, right? That is when we are going to use it. Adhya patati, yaha pathitavati, balika adhya patati, yaha pathitavati, right? So, whenever we are trying to refer to past tense, right? We will say something as pathati, pathitavati. So pathati is basically present tense. Pathitavati is basically past tense, right? This is for the feminine gender. If it is the masculine gender, pathati, pathitavat, likhati, likhitavat, gachati, gachitavat. But if it is the same feminine gender, it will be pathati, pathitavati, likhati, likhitavati, gachati, gata vati, right? So it will be this form. Vati will be adding if it is the feminine gender. Van is generally added as the suffix for the masculine gender, right? Pathati, pathitavati. Pathati, pathitavati. Khadati, khaditavati. Kridati, kriditavati, right? That is what we ask. Pathati, pathitavati. Khadati, khaditavati. Kridati, kriditavati. Okay, so aham patitavan. So if we want to say I have fallen for the masculine gender, I fell. So aham patitavan ma rodito. So don't cry is what is the mother saying. Aham patitavati. So I have fallen. If it is to be used for a feminine gender, patitavati, patitavan, patitavati. Okay, so we'll look at these forms right now. These are the forms that are used for the masculine gender and the feminine gender. So, Prema Bhagini?
Yes.
Can you please do this exercise?
So I read from the left to the right.
Yes, gachati, gatavan. This is for the masculine. Gachati is for the present tense. Gatavan is basically for the present tense for the masculine gender. Past tense for the masculine gender.
Okay. Gachati, gatavan, and then gachati, gatavanti. No, gatavati. Agachati, agatavan, agachanti, agatatwanti, likati, likatatwan, likati, likatavanti, pibati, pitavan, pibati, pitavanti, utashtati, utatavan, utashatati, utatavanti, upavishati, upavishatatvam, upavishati, upavishtatvanti, gachami, now we are into the I boy and the I girl, right? Gachami, gachami, gatavan, gachami, gatavanti, agachami, agatavan, agachami, agatavanti, ikami, ikitavan, ikami, ikitavanti, pibami, pitavan, pibami, pitavanti, uti, utishtami, utatavan, utishtami, utatavanti, upavishami, upavishtavan, upavishami, upavishtavanti.
Yes.
Can I ask a quick question? So it seems that sometime when we move from present tense to past tense, sometimes the like for example the utishtami, it turned into utatavan. So the ti become thi as well. So that is and also the lika, no lika is the same. So sometime it will add the ha sound and change the alphabet.
Correct. So right, the alphabet is also getting changed, and there are certain rules, Bhagini. This is more related to the grammar, because what is happening here is this is called as tavatu pratyanta when we are adding it. It is basically a suffix that is being added in order to change the form of this verb into a past tense. Now, when we are using this gatavan, right, it is actually the verb, it is not now in the verb form. Gatavan or gatavati is not in the verb form. The root form of this verb is actually gatavataha. Gatavataha is like gatavat, gatavat shabdaha. So this will have vibhaktis. We can have vibhaktis for this verb. How are we going to use this is essentially in the vibhakti form. So gatavan is actually for past tense, but the root form is basically in the noun. So we have bhavat shabdaha. So there is something called as bhavat shabda where we are using bhavan. So similarly, gatavat is actually the shabdaha and we'll get gatavan from it. So why this is happening? There are again the words are called as krudantas. Probably this is not the session we'll cover it because these are covered in the advanced grammar classes. So for which we might also need the knowledge of grammar, which is essentially looking at how the rules have evolved for this, right from Maheshwara Sutrani and why a particular letter changes into another form. This is basically covered as part of grammar. So in the Panini's grammar classes, this might not be an appropriate place to do so because the verb is actually changing into a noun form right now. Gachati is actually the action, but gatavan is also meaning the same, but the word now is actually following the noun form of it. So it is basically gatavat shabdaha and it is having gatavan, gatavanto, gatavantaha. That will be the form of it which we have still not covered. We are essentially converting the verb into a noun form. That is what is happening right now.
Okay. So it's, you know, like the color coding, you know, you change the color at the end from like a chati to gatavan. You highlight the TI in red and then the AM in blue. But in reality, when we write it, it's more than just the end that change. The words before also change, right?
Yes, that is also there, right? The form also, the root form of the word is also changed. Because when we say the root form, we are looking at the root form of the word here. Gacchati is actually gacchadhatu. Now, gatavan, the root form now is in the noun form. It is no longer in the verb form. It is basically gatavat shabda. So that is also getting changed.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, all right, Bhagini. So next, Shama Bhagini.
Yes, Mahodaya. Hari Om.
Hari Om, Bhagini.
Gacchati, gatavan, gatavati. For female, it is gatavati. Agacchati, agacchati. Agatavan, agatavati, upavishati, upavishtavan, upavishtavati, uttishtati, uttitavan, uttitavati, khadati, khaditavan, khaditavati, pipati, Pitavan, Pitavati, Pathati, Pathitavan, Pathitavati, Likhati, Likhitavan, Likhitavati, Vadati, Uktavan, Uktavati, Shrunoti, Shrutavan, श्रुतवति पश्यति दृष्टवान् दृष्टवती चिन्तयति चिन्तितवान् चिन्तितवती पृच्छति पृष्टवान् पृष्टवती ददाति दत्तवान् दत्तवती स्वीकरोति स्वीकृतवान् स्वीकृतवती चलति चलितवान् चलितवती मस्ते
आम् आम् चलितवती अग्रे ललिता भगिनी
धावति धावितवान् धावितवती गायति गीतवान् गीतवती नृत्यति नृत्यवान् नृत्तवती क्रीडति क्रीडति क्रीडितवान् क्रीडितवती हसति हसितवान् हसितवती रोदिति रोदितवान् रोदितवती पचति पचति पक्तवान् पक्तवती परिवेशयति ओके ओके परिवेशयति परिवेशितवान् परिवेशितवती नयति नीतवान् नीतवती आनयति आनीतवान् आनीतवान् आनीतवती आनीतवती स्मरति स्मृतवान् स्मृतवती विस्मरति विस्मृतवान् विस्मृतवती क्रीणाति क्रीतवान् क्रीतवती प्रेषयति प्रेषितवान् प्रेषितवती प्राप्नोति प्राप्तवान् प्राप्तवती
समीचीनं
इन कादादु इट्स चेंज्ड नो समटाइम
yes bhagini so certain root forms are different for example uttishtavati it is uttishtavan and certain words are changing into a different form and even for dadati it is dattavan and similarly nrutyati is now changing to nrutavan so the certain words
yeah nayati neetavan yeah correct okay.
yes sir so because of the suffix that is being added when it does probably there is certain places the verb changes because of sandhi and the verb changes because of how a particular letter has to be replaced with some other letters all coming from the rules that are laid out so we are kind of joining these words and also the form of the word as I said earlier the verb form is now coming into the noun form so dhavitavan is actually dhavitavat shabdah and that is where it is becoming one we have bhavat shabdah which we have bhavan so this is basically that form of the noun form of course agre annapurna bhagini
namaskar mahodaya
namaskar bhagini
tarati tirnavan tirnavati patati patitavan पतितवती मिलति मिलितवान् मिलितवती जानाति ज्ञातवान् ज्ञातवती त्यजति त्यक्तवान् त्यक्तवती गृह्णाति गृहीतवान् गृहीतवती जिघ्रति घ्रातवान् घ्रातवती धरति धृतवान् धृतवती वसति उषितवान् उषितवती निद्राति nidranamat
nidritavan actually should be nidritavan I'll check this Bhagini, just skip this, you can go to namati.
okay Bhagini. Namati natavan natavati dhyanam karoti dhyanam krutavan dhyanam krutavati yogasanam karoti yogasanam krutavan yogasanam krutavati vyayamam karoti vyayamam krutavan vyayamam krutavati shaknoti shaktavan shaktavati karoti krutavan krutavati.
So these are the words that we have that are in present tense, and if you want to use them in the bhutkalam rupam, we have the pratyantam that is added, or the suffix that is added for each of these genders, which is the masculine gender and the feminine gender. So we will stop here for today. We will continue this in our next class. So any questions for today?
अस्तु
थैंक यू भगिनी पुनः मिलामः अग्रे सप्ताहे
धन्यवादः
नमस्कारः.